Hey, my name is Godwin Idiomo, and you're listening to GI Nutrition Podcast. Certain foods can trigger sickle cell crisis or cause other health complications. In this episode, we explore the foods that should be avoided, such as processed foods, sugary drinks, and foods high in sodium. By understanding which foods can trigger complications, we can make informed choices and prioritize our health. So, let's jump right in and explore the foods that are best left off our plate. Hello and welcome to another episode of my podcast. Today, I'll be diving into an important topic, which is foods to avoid for people living with sickle cell disorder. While maintaining a healthy diet is crucial for everyone, it becomes even more essential for individuals managing sickle cell. Certain foods can trigger sickle cell crisis or cause other health complications. So let's explore some of the key foods to stay clear of. First on the list are processed foods. These typically contain high levels of additives and preservatives and unhealthy amounts of fat that can contribute to inflammation and negatively impact overall health. Processed snacks, fast foods, and prepackaged meals should be minimized or eliminated from our diet. Instead, we should opt for fresh, whole foods and nutrient dense and support our well-being. Another group is sugary drinks or any sugary beverage at all. Beverages like sodas and fruit juice with added sugars, energy drinks can lead to blood sugar spikes, and dehydration, and can even worsen symptoms of sickle cell disorder. These sugary drinks lack nutritional value and can increase the risk of complications. Staying hydrated is vital, but it is best to reach for water or tea or infuse water with fruits and vegetables and the others. But if you want to opt in to take sugary drinks, you cannot just help yourself. It's advisable you take it at least 1 to 2 bottles a week, and when you're consuming those drinks, you stay heavily hydrated. Another group of foods are the high sodium foods like salted peanuts, the Pringles, crackers, cookies that have salt, to name a few. These foods should also be limited in our diet, as those living with sickle cell disorder could be affected drastically. Excess sodium contributes to fluid retention, which increases the risk of high blood pressure and other cardiovascular issues. High salt meals like processed meats, sausage, and rest of them. There are some processed meats that you just take and just too salty. And baking, canned soup. I'm not sure canned soup is very popular in Nigeria, but it's starting to pick up in Lagos here. So if you are a canned soup fanatic, make sure you watch out for the sodium. Salty snacks and fast foods are often loaded with a lot of sodium. Instead, flavor your meals with herbs, spices, and natural seasonings to enhance taste without the negative effect of excess sodium. So, I'm not saying you shouldn't use sodium, just be mindful of excess sodium, and there are other ways to spice up your meal. Use peppers, use ginger more, use star anise, use thyme. There are a lot of spices out there, so it's worth noting that alcohol consumption should be avoided or limited for people living with sickle cell. Alcohol can cause dehydration, interfere with medication effectiveness, and worsen anemia. With that said, I know there are still some strong-headed people. I won't say strong-headed people. You have to enjoy now. It's only one life we have. So, anytime you want to take alcohol, or anytime you love to consume alcohol, which shouldn't be always, make sure you stay hydrated. Like with every glass of alcohol you take, or with every bottle of alcohol you take, you should counteract that with another bottle of water. You find yourself that you drink less alcohol once you're taking that amount of water, and you find yourself less intoxicated and less affected by the effect of alcohol health-wise. It is best to consult your healthcare provider to understand any specific recommendations or restrictions regarding alcohol intake, especially if you're on a tight regimen of drugs. Lastly, it is important to be aware of any personal food sensitivities or allergies you may have, things that you react to, even if it's not like a basic allergy that, or a generalized allergy that everybody would have, maybe something specific to you that may cause you crisis when you take it. You should be able to know, understand your body and know these things and track the kind of food you eat so as to know how to avoid them best. If certain foods trigger symptoms or discomfort in you, it is advisable to avoid them and seek alternative options that are best suited for your body. Remember, each person's experience with sickle cell greatly differs. This is something we don't understand. Nobody experiencing sickle cell, although we have like similar stories and similar experiences, they are vastly different. And it is crucial to work closely with your healthcare team and the registered dietitian or nutritionist to develop a personalized nutrition plan that fits your unique needs. That wraps up today's episode on foods to avoid for people living with sickle cell disorder. By being mindful of what we eat, we can better manage our condition and promote overall well-being. As always, I'll keep on emphasizing this. Consult with your healthcare provider, your doctors, your nurses, your pharmacists, and they don't have to be on like a professional level. You can have them as friends, but make sure you consult with them, your nutritionist as well, because I'm here and I'm ready to help you make your personalized guidance. Well, thank you for tuning in, and I'll catch you at the next episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you found it valuable and insightful. Remember, knowledge is power, and I am committed to empowering my listeners with engaging discussions on various topics regarding nutrition and sickle cell. To stay connected, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform. By subscribing, you would never miss an episode, and you will be notified when new content is available. I also value your feedback and suggestions. If you have any topic ideas, questions, or comments, please reach out to us. We appreciate your engagement and want to create content that resonates with you. For the latest updates, behind-the-scenes insights, and announcements, follow us on Instagram at GINutrition_podcast. That is GINutrition_podcast to join our community and be part of the conversation. Additionally, if you're interested in private nutrition consultations, feel free to reach out to me directly. Thank you for your support, and we look forward to bringing you more informative and insightful episodes. Until next time, take care and keep expanding your knowledge.